ladies and gentlemen, the teeny little super guy.
Teeny little super guy, pops right up before your eye. He's no bigger than your thumb.
Snap your fingers, here I come. Now stop me if you've heard this one.
Don't look in the sky, don't look in the sea. He's inside of you and me.
Did I ever tell you about the time?
You can't tell a hero by his side.
I'm just a teeny little super guy.
We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official
review.
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 Preview.
Review.
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 Preview.
Preview.
Review.
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 Preview.
Review.
What's up? What's up? What's up, gang? It is the Upon Official Review podcast back in action. It's good to be back. It's been a little while. As we all know, life just gets busy sometimes, and you miss out on doing the things you really love. But we are back, and happy New Year. We haven't had a podcast since the new year, so hope you guys are sticking to your New Year's resolutions. I'm sure you haven't, but good luck with that. So yeah, man, let's get right into it. It is, you know, Magnum and Murdoch, Arian Al back again, and it's Super Bowl time, man. So let's talk some Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got a rematch of the 2007 Super Bowl.
Yep.
Giants versus Patriots. Thank God the Patriots aren't 18-0 this year. that made it easy last time. Nobody wanted the Patriots to win, so we'd have to hear about 19-0 for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, you're right.
And the funny thing was, as crazy as awesome as that year must have been, that had to be like actually the worst year ever. Because they had the worst loss ever, right? I mean, there's no way any other team has suffered a defeat that bad. I mean, I don't know, right? I'm trying to think. It's just, you know.
You mean like an upset in the Super Bowl?
It's just that they were 18-0, and then some guy caught a pass on his helmet. You know what I mean? After Eli spun away from three. Like, that's got to be horrible. And then, don't forget, Asante Samuel on the final drive had that interception.
Dropped
in his
the
hands.
Interception, yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there was like a million ways they end up 19-0, and somehow everything broke just right.
Yeah,
and the Giants won that game.
Brady
that
had just taken it down
loss.
To score.
Yeah.
So, yeah, completely.
No, that had
correct.
To be a horrible loss, one of the worst ever. I mean, Boston, you know, as much as we all hate Boston and they've had so much recent success, man, they've had some bad losses. You know, the Buckner loss.
Yeah, that was traumatic for them for years.
Yeah.
Like traumatic.
But
like,
that 19-0 loss, I mean, I couldn't think of anything more painful, really. Imagine if the Eagles were 19-0, dude, 18-0 and lost like that. The whole entire city would commit suicide. I mean, it's just, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, you're right. That might make you want to just move out of town. You might just be like, you know what? We can't even get, you know, we have a perfect season and lose like that. Like, it's just time to leave.
Yeah, that had to be brutal. So, I mean, you know. It was. I'm glad it happened, though.
Absolutely.
But it had to suck from their perspective. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes you, puts you in the similar quandary of, you know, who to root for. And I guess you could go either way with this. I don't think it's a violation, certainly, to root for either different team. I can see sides to both arguments. But who are you personally rooting for?
I'm rooting for an explosion.
So I was going to say, don't.
Perhaps an earthquake.
Other than a bomb.
Exactly.
Or natural disaster. Or something.
Exactly, yeah. I hope the field opens up and swallows all of the players, you know, honestly. Or maybe just like 100 overtimes and no winner. Maybe just a tie. You know, all the players pass out from exhaustion, maybe. Yeah, and just
For real. You got to pick one team. Who would you rather see win?
I'm tired. I'm tired of Boston.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's not the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I don't hate
Cowboys.
The Giants. And for some reason, Eli, like, I have to kind of grudgingly respect him, what he's done.
Right.
Like, he's such a little, looks like such a little boy. He's always been Peyton's little brother.
Yep.
But he's clutch at the end of games. And
yeah, he's not inspiring at all. I always say he's, like,
I've eaten
dry toast. That's more inspiring than Eli Manning.
Yeah, but he just, you know, he somehow gets it done. Nobody really knows how, but
it is a mystery. It is one of those things. Like, how does that happened.
Yeah, like how he's actually, you know, he actually is elite somehow, and
yeah,
I don't know. You know, everyone sort of laughed when he said that, and then he went out and he backed it up and
proved it. Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, Dallas, you just hate them. The Redskins are kind of annoying, like a mosquito. You just,
yeah.
Whatever.
But, plus, they've been so bad since Dan Snyder took over.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Exactly. But the Patriots, they cheated against us in the Super Bowl.
They
Let's
did.
Not forget, we would have won that freaking Super Bowl. I will never forgive them for that.
Yep.
So other than Dallas, you know, I will root for the. Anyone to beat the Patriots. They have had enough, you know, success between all four of their teams won this decade, which is just ridiculous.
That's absurd.
And I've had enough. Yep. So screw them. I hope the Giants win. You know, I'm not thrilled about that, but it seems to me the lesser of two evils, so I'm going to root for the Giants again.
I'm with you, unfortunately. The Giants have kind of some good stories too, like Jason Pierre-Paul. You see the story about him, how like his father's blind and he's never seen him play. Like, that's kind of a cool story. And like how Victor Cruz has been cut like 600 times, and you know,
and Tom Brady, you know, poor guy got picked in the sixth round and he cried, you know, like, poor guy. He's like the most famous guy in the world,
He's got
the hottest wife, and you
a
know
supermodel
what?
Supermodel wife.
Poor you. Yeah, poor freaking you.
Yeah.
Bet she cheats on you anyway.
The funny thing is, too, like, if Tom Brady wasn't a quarterback, he probably could just be a model himself anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Guy's got, you know, just the luckiest life ever.
Yep.
You know?
Seriously. Basically.
Hope they lose by a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think actually they will. I think the Giants will. I said whoever won the NFC was winning the Super Bowl once championship week came around, because those were the most complete teams. They actually played defense. Patriots shouldn't have been able to beat Baltimore if Baltimore hadn't totally choked.
Yep, absolutely.
They wouldn't have been able to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is all offense, no defense. Everybody forgets. They don't win in the playoffs. That's why Indy never won. You know, we shouldn't have been surprised to see Green Bay go out. You know, we always forget that these teams that start out 13-0. Yeah, you know, New Orleans won, but they were playing against Indy, so somebody had to win that year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those all offense teams, when they're indoors, they've got a huge advantage. And they, you know, New Orleans had home field that year. They didn't play anyone with a great defense, and they played a similar team in a Super Bowl. Somebody had to win. You know, that's all you can really say. But, you know, it's not surprising that Green Bay and I think New England is not going to win either, because these teams like this, when they go up against a team with a good defense, the good defense always beats the good offense. It happens every time, you know?
Yeah, just about.
And
right.
Shouldn't be surprised, but I think New York's a better team. Honestly, the Saints could have won this whole thing if they caught a break in their game against the 49ers, because they were on that kind of a roll.
Yep.
But, again, the good defense, the Saints had every possible. They had the bye, they had the game at home, they had five turnovers, and they
just... Ton of drop passes.
Yeah, and they still, just right at the end, just barely got it. So... any one of those things doesn't go their way. If the Saints get a bye, if the Saints had the game at home, if the Saints just didn't have five fumbles, but you know they did, and then the Giant and the 49ers, you know, gave them credit. They took advantage of every one of those mistakes, and they ended up almost getting to the Super Bowl because of it. But I think the Saints, you know, the only way the Saints would have lost was a game like that. Where everything went against them, and the other team had extra rest and everything else. But I'm not very impressed with the Patriots. I think they're gonna have to get lucky, like they did against Baltimore, to beat the Giants. And I don't think they're gonna. I don't think the Giants are gonna give them anything. So I'm looking at the Giants are gonna win this game, fairly convincingly.
Yeah. What's the final score?
I think it's gonna be something like 31-21.
Okay.
31-23, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be a weird score. The Patriots will get a bunch of field goals or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I feel like the Giants will probably win by at least a field goal. Probably, yeah, like 27-24, 31-28, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's the line? Like Patriots by 2.5?
Patriots by 3, I think.
Patriots by 3.
Pretty sure it's still Patriots by 3. It's been moving, but
yeah.
Started Patriots by 3.5, I believe, and then it moved down to Patriots by 3. So.
And then the over under is 55, I want to say.
I'm not sure. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Vegas is good at that, man.
They know how to get all the money on both sides.
Yeah, they really do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's talk about the playoffs.
Yeah, 54 minus the Patriots minus 3 totals 54 for the over under.
Let's talk about playoffs real quick.
Playoffs.
Even though, yeah, exactly. Even though he says not, Jim Moore says not to talk about playoffs. What was kind of your most surprising outcome? You know, the Packers losing, or the Niners getting to where they did, or the Ravens choking. What was kind of like, you know, tell you.
I gotta say, Tebow's game. You know, I thought Pittsburgh was really, you know.
Yeah.
At home, you know, Roethlisberger was hobbled, but still, you know, you still didn't see Tebow being able to.
316 yards.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
There was a bunch of weird coincidences. I don't know. Maybe with a game with as many stats, you can find stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure you can.
It was weird.
But just to have that many yards in general. Game. He never throws it for that many yards.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. It was weird. It was definitely weird. That was surprising. You know, nobody – we were hoping, but, you know. But, man, it was cool because I hate the Steelers.
Yep.
I was really sad that, honestly, you know, and anyone that's like San Francisco fan, I really was rooting for the Saints because every game they're in is so much fun and exciting to watch and up and down the field and – their offense was awesome.
Yep.
It was as good as any offense, you know, maybe not for an entire season, but the zone they were in at the end, they were playing as well as any offense I've ever seen.
Yep.
Think about it. They had 5 turnovers and still scored 34 stinking points.
Yep.
On the road against, like, the best defense
against
in football.
Yep.
How that does not happen.
Yeah.
You have 5 turnovers against the best defense in football. You score, like, 7 points, if that.
Yep.
You're not scoring 34 points.
When I was watching that game, when Jimmy Graham caught the go-ahead touchdown, mm-hmm. I was thinking he needs to go down at the 1 because there's too much time, you know?
Well, no, but they were down 4, so they couldn't.
I know, but I was thinking to myself, there's just too much time. I didn't want to see the
you got to score. You
yeah,
know,
I know you got to take the score, but
if you had like 2, then mm-hmm. you can do that.
Right.
Or if you're behind 2, if a field goal wins it for you.
Yeah.
But if you're behind 4, you got to take that touchdown because no guarantee you can get it.
Yeah, Vernon Davis, man, he was just impressive in the playoffs, man. Just did you see that? I guess it was early on in the game against the Giants where he caught that pass on the sideline and just ran away from everybody. Like 2 defensive backs had a beat on him, and he ran away from him. The one guy had the angle, and I was like, oh, he's going to get pushed out. He ran away.
He had a great 2 games. I mean, he kind of put himself on the map. But he also did, you know, the typical Vernon Davis stupid things at the same time. He, you know, went up on the podium and cost his team 15 yards, which you can't do in the playoffs.
Man. Nope. You need every one of those yards, every one of those penalties,
you
man.
Know, that's just a selfish, you know, people are going to talk about you. Your game speaks for itself. You have a great game and score touchdowns in the playoffs. They're going to be on SportsCenter. You don't need to call extra attention to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely not.
It's not like he was trying to get a penalty, but you got to be careful. You got to be smarter than that. So I didn't like that part of it. I think the NFL gets a little too carried away with these penalties and stuff. But that's that. Oh, those they will do that. The bottom line is you have to know that and you have to say, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes to not put my team in that position where we're kicking off from the 15 now or the 20 or whatever it is. So I didn't like that, but yeah, he was a beast. Couldn't be stopped.
What was your favorite game in the playoffs? I guess maybe even including the Tebow game. Was that your favorite game in the playoffs?
The Saints Niners game. That was just,
that was a really
so
good
great
game.
With all those touchdowns at the end.
Yep,
that was awesome.
That was the best game.
And like I said, I was rooting for the Saints. I wanted them to win everything. At least I wanted them to. I would have loved to see them play. It would have been my sort of what I was hoping was they would have been playing the Patriots this week. Would have been another great game, and the Packers also in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
to get as much excitement out of that as possible, because the them playing the Packers, that was probably the best football game of the year. That was opening night, the Thursday
night
opener.
First night,
and that was an awesome game.
Yeah. They put up
I was
crazy
hoping
numbers.
For a rematch. Didn't happen. Both teams lost, but Packers just did their thing where they ran out of steam and they didn't have the same momentum.
They had a lot of drop passes in their game too, man.
Yeah, you know, you just can't. 3 weeks off is too much. You know, one off week, that's as much as a team needs. You know, if you're gonna get a bye in the first round, you should play week 17. I understand you don't want players get injured, but you know what? That doesn't work. Those teams don't hit the ground running if you take 3-4 weeks off. It never works. Like the Eagles, even, well, you know, sometimes you're good enough and the teams you play aren't as good. It doesn't matter. Like the Eagles in 04.
Right.
But they didn't play that well in those two playoff games.
Nope.
You know, they won, but, you know, it wasn't convincing, certainly. And they were not playing, you know, they were blowing everybody out. Part of that might have been that didn't have Owens, but, you know, you lose something when you rest for that long. That's too long, you know. I wouldn't mind seeing them do away with a bye. And then if you want to rest the last week, rest your starters, then you're fine. You're good to go. You get your bye week there and, you know, or limit the bye to only the number one seed gets the bye. And then there's six teams. There's seven teams from each conference that makes the playoffs. So you're adding two playoff teams, one from each conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get one team with a bye, then you get six teams in the first round that play the wild card round.
Okay.
So then the three winners play, plus with a team with a bye, there's four teams in the second round. It still works.
Huh. Yeah, I kind of like that idea.
Because the number two seed, do they really deserve a bye? You know, that's a huge advantage. You know, enough of this.
Yeah.
They already get home field. They shouldn't, you know, get – and a lot of times the team on the bye plays on that Saturday. So think about it. They've had a week off. The other team's on a short week. Like, that's totally unfair.
Yeah.
On a short week on the road after you've had a week off. Like, you know, that's hard to do. That's what the Saints had to try to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go all the way cross country to San Francisco. I guess they played Saturday and then Saturday again. Well, whatever. Still, some teams play Sunday in the wild card round and they get stuck playing Saturday the second round where that team's been waiting for you all that time. It's just not even right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd like to see that where only the number one seed gets the bye, because I don't think the number two seed really deserves the bye.
Yeah,
or
like
just
that
give
idea.
Nobody a bye, because
yeah.
you know what I mean? The number one seed is going to have that clinched or whatever a few weeks early anyway, so what's
right.
the difference?
Yeah, it's
just
true.
Just have eight teams in the playoffs and let's go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Enough of this a month off crap, because it doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
Not good with the team.
Yeah, when you ask players, I mean, I'm sure they don't want all that time off. You know, it's the coaches that make that call.
Yeah, because they can't. I mean, what are you going to do, though? Because then your quarterback gets hurt, you're screwed. So, I don't know.
True.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough call, certainly. I don't blame them for doing it, but something has to be done to fix it somehow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. All right, well, dude, well, let's look at some of the prop bets, because those are always fun. And then we'll take a break. Do you have something up that shows the prop bets? I have a couple things that are pretty funny here.
Go ahead and go through a couple.
All right, we talked about this one last year. This one's always seems to be in the prop bet. What color will the Gatorade be that gets dumped on the head coach?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Now, what's the best odds? Orange.
Clear or water is 3-2. Orange is 5-2. Yellow is 5-2.
Huh.
Blue is 10-1, green is 15-2, and red is 13-2.
I don't ever see clear. Do we see clear? Why is clear the favorite?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think orange
or yellow
all the time.
I feel like they
yeah, orange, yellow. Yeah, it's not. It's red once in a while, but you know, I've never seen blue in like a, one of these Gatorade baths. But it seems like it's orange a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Orange and yellow. I don't remember clear ever, really.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just not. I don't pay that much attention to big Gatorade bass,
yeah.
Possibly. But
I wish at some point in my life I'm gonna use Gatorade when it's not when no one's expecting it. You know what I mean? Like maybe when the doctor delivers my baby, I'll just dump it over the doctor. Something fun like that. I think that would be awesome. Congratulations,
that would be cool.
Doc. You're the best.
Yeah.
How does it feel? here's another one. What will Kelly Clarkson wear to sing the national anthem? A Super Bowl or official NFL shirt is 3-1.
Okay.
A Patriots jersey or shirt is 7-1. A Giants jersey or shirt is 15-1. A Colts jersey or shirt is 5-1. And anything else is 1-3. So
it's weird that they think she's more than twice as likely to wear a Patriots shirt.
Yeah, I guess maybe is he from there?
I don't know.
Like Boston?
It seems like they know something
we
don't know.
She must be. So that's an interesting one. Hopefully she doesn't mess it up like Christina Aguilera did last year.
What happened last year?
Remember last year Christina Aguilera messed up the lyrics?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah,
now.
Like Twitter like exploded like before the game even started because she totally
messed
the lyrics to the...
Well, she was like wasted too, right?
It seemed like she was. I don't know if that was actually confirmed, but it definitely
seemed
like she was.
Yeah. All right, what else?
There's no line in here, but there's a how many times will Robert Kraft be shown on TV? they do like to show him.
They don't have an over under on
no,
that?
No, there's no numbers posted here yet. I'm gonna guess at least 5.
Yeah, they'll show him. It depends too, because they'll show him a bunch of times at the end if they're winning too.
Yeah.
So
That's
more like you bet the over if you think the Patriots are gonna win. You bet the under if you think the Giants are gonna win. Depends on what the number is.
Right.
But.
Right. True. Here's one that was they did last year. Who would the Super Bowl MVP thank first? Teammates 5-4, coach 12-1, family 15-2, God 4-1, owner 5-1, and doesn't thank anybody 5-2. If Tim Tebow was playing, you know it would be 500-1 that he thank God first.
That would be like
500.
Exactly. Yeah, yep. Exactly. Uh-huh. It wouldn't even be a bet because it would be too obvious. But Yeah, there's some good ones. I got a couple. Like, how many times will Peyton Manning be shown on television?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
3.5 is the over-under. Like, that'll be, that's a – I got to go over on that one. I bet the over.
He's the hot story right now. Yeah, let's we're going to talk about him later.
This one I have here, they have yellow and orange are the two Gatorade's favorites. Clear and water doesn't come into third.
Okay.
There's probably you can bet on any different color and find a place that has different colors as the best odds. But
right. If Tom Brady's son is shown on TV during the game, will he be wearing a Tom Brady jersey? Yes. -170. No. +130.
So yes is the favorite there. So yeah, I mean I would bet yes on that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. They always do this one. How long will it take Kelly Clarkson to sing the national anthem? Over 1:34 is 120 and under 1:34 is -120. So it's almost always over.
Yeah. Yep. It's funny. It's like, cause they have so many and they'll put ones out there like during halftime that no one thought of in the first half. And you can bet on anything during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Man.
They always do this one too, where they cross the sports, Eli Manning TD passes or Tim Hardaway Jr. Who plays basketball at Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, dude. How many 3-point shots he makes in the game that day? So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a pick. It's
how about this? How about this? Gross passing yards accrued by Tom Brady. His total +63.5 versus the number of points by college basketball teams of Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Illinois, and Northwestern on February 6th.
Good grief.
-63.5. So. Which number will be higher? The passing yards +63.5 or all the points of those teams?
How did they come up with 63.5?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I guess because on average, those teams would score 63.5 more points than he would get yards or something. Who knows? But they're giving Tom Brady an extra 63.5, or if you bet the teams, you have to take 63.5 points away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the bet. That's a nutty bet.
Yeah. Some of these are really funny. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to at least watching the game, watching the commercials. I wish it was a better combination of teams, but it is what it is. We'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be
– Yeah, Saints-Patriots would have been more fun because then I would have had some team that I was excited about and I would have really been more into rooting for one of the sides.
I'm really surprised
like
Baltimore lost, dude.
We're happy with the Giants winning the Super Bowl. You know? It's
like, mm-hmm. Nope.
The Baltimore, I don't feel bad for them at all. Their kicker freaking choked.
Really did.
There's nothing worse than a choking dog of a kicker who's barely an athlete anyway and, is a millionaire. So don't ask me to feel sorry for the guy.
Right.
Also, honestly, it shouldn't have come down to him. That guy had the touchdown in the end zone.
Yep, exactly.
And he just totally relaxed. I mean, he had that.
Had it in his hand.
You got to catch that. You
right
got to catch that.
Bread basket. Yep.
Have to. So don't ask me to feel sorry. They don't deserve it. They had it a couple times over. Now, I don't want to hear that Flacco, can Flacco win the big game? Now, he threw the pass. That's not fair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not his fault the guy decided to stop playing before the play was over.
Yep.
So And it's not his fault. His kicker sucks. Because they probably win that game in overtime, too. So,
yep. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do What's Making Murdoch Mad, and we'll get on to the rest of the show. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, man. This is the Upon Official Review Podcast.
I swear to Philly Sports.
That is us. Stick around.
You probably thought this deer was alive, and this coyote was alive, and this pheasant was alive. They're dead. They've been tested under mice by Sheriff Testa and specialize in the most like dead animals anywhere, period.
Look at that antelope driving a car.
Nope, it's just Sheriff Testa. Nope, Sheriff Testa. It's just Sheriff Testa.
Oh no, there's a bear in my bed.
Nope, Sheriff Testa.
There's a leopard chained on an impala out on my deck.
Nope, Sheriff Testa.
Did that rhino just order a drink?
Nope.
What's up, gang? It is the Upon Official Review Podcast. You know how we do. Always bringing it to you live. Thanks, guys, for sticking around. It is Super Bowl weekend, but there's also lots of other stuff to talk about. And there's always, this is my favorite segment, your favorite segment, your mom's favorite segment. It's time for What's Making Murdoch Mad. Murdoch, tell him what's up.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco?
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this week the Eagles are making me mad, which is not to distinguish this week much from all the other weeks. At this point, I want to divorce them. I don't enjoy rooting for them. I cannot stand their front office. I don't like the coaches. I don't like the players. They choke in the fourth quarter. There's nothing enjoyable to me about being an Eagles fan. It's just painful. I hate the team. I hate them. I hate everything. I hate the coaching. I hate the players. I just get angry whenever I think about it. I don't like them. I cannot stand them. I wish there was a way I could just become a fan of another team and have it legitimately care more for this other team, because they don't deserve this organization does not deserve me as a fan. The garbage they keep putting us through year after year and expecting us to keep coming back. I'm fed up, man. I'm totally fed up with the freaking Eagles. You know, Harbaugh changed everything in San Francisco in a short offseason. And the stuff they do is so stupid year after year. Like, switch to the wide nine without an NFL caliber linebacker. Like, that is the dumbest idea of all time. And yet they just continue to do that. You know, start last year without capable cornerbacks. Like, you know, maybe we should get another cornerback here. This is not going to be good. And sure enough, they give up 32 touchdown passes. It's just, it's amazing to me how stupid they are. And they just think that their genius will cover up all their stupidity. And it's not. Their stupidity covers up the genius, if there ever was any genius. They just make stupid mistakes that are very easily, that would be very easy to fix all the time. Like, you know, who do the wide receivers in 2003, like Charles Johnson,
Torrance Small. Yep.
Yeah, you know, that's obvious.
James Thrash
those
for a
not,
while.
Those are not NFL wide receivers. Don't go into the season with those
what?
Guys.
You don't like James Thrash?
No, I don't like James Thrash. I think he's a piece of garbage. You know, and now it's the linebackers. And it's always something with these morons. You know, a fourth-round pick – they decided his brother's good, so he's going to be our starter before he even tried training camp. Before day one of training camp, they name him the starter.
Based on
so how stupid are you? Yeah, based on nothing. You know? It's like, that's just so stupid. And of course, he sucked, and they wouldn't admit it for a full month, so they kept losing games. I'm so fed up with the Eagles. You know, and when Reed goes, it's not going to change anything because Banner's still going to be there. And I'm so fed up, really mad. I just had enough. And Juan Castillo's, you know, the offensive line coach hasn't coached defense in high school since 1982. Yeah. Like this is who they're bringing back for the. You know, did anyone think this was a good idea? No. Oh, they blew 5 fourth quarter leads. Yeah, no shit. They blew 5 fourth quarter leads because their defensive coordinator, you know, basically they just took a random guy off the street. And if you're an Eagles fan and you're not completely fed up, I don't know what's wrong with you, because, you know, I'm almost to the point where I want to start organizing boycotts of the Eagles. Stop watching them. Stop caring about them. Stop spending money, especially, because until that happens, until the owners feel it in their wallets, nothing's ever going to change. They're going to keep giving us the same old, oh, it's not good enough. That's an unacceptable season. And there is accountability around here, except nothing will change. And the status quo will remain exactly the same. So I guess, you know, there really is no accountability.
It's true.
And, and I'm fed up.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. I'm definitely done with this regime.
From the top down, I want a new owner.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not going to change until the front office changes too. Like, as much as I want the coach gone, and don't get me wrong, I want the coach gone as much as anybody. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to make a lick of difference unless the front office changes too.
You're right. Yep, banner. Lower. They all got to go.
White. The slate clean and start over completely fresh. And I don't know how much more I can take of this. I really don't. Because
I agree. I remember.
There's nowhere I can go. I am so mad. I literally dislike them so strongly. I get angry just thinking about them.
Ouch.
That's not a fan. It's beyond that. I hate them. I hate them. It's like a bad breakup where you just keep getting back together. And, you know, there's certain things she does that are good, but. Oh, man, you really just end up fighting all the time, and you can't stand her again. It's just a bitch.
Yeah, man, I can relate. I remember when I was just starting to become a fan, you know, when Norman Brayman went out, and Lori, you know, I was not starting to be. I was, like, infancy of my fandom, so it was, like, a year or two in.
Yeah.
And I remember how bad that whole experience was, but I feel the same way. Like, this ownership's got to go, man, or at least make some sweeping changes. It's
right.
Insane.
Just bring all new personnel people in. No more Banner, you know, no more Howie Roseman. You know, I'm sick of them reaching three rounds to get somebody that would have gone to the fourth, and they pick him in the second. Yep. Why is it that we're the only team that does this? And those players never work out.
Nope.
Never. You know, if you rated someone 30 picks higher than everyone else, guess what? You're the wrong one. The other 30 teams aren't wrong.
Yep.
You're wrong.
Yep.
Stop. You know, Jaquan Jarrett would have been sitting there in the fourth round last year. You know, pick him then.
Who was the other fifth round guy? We got like Daniel. You know what I'm talking about? That guy with the weird. Somebody was telling me.
Yeah.
There's been all kinds of players, though, that we've reached for, and we could have had somebody way better.
Yeah, even Cobb. They picked him like 32nd. He would have been sitting there in the third or fourth round. Like,
yep.
Stop it with this crap,
yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Trade up in the third round for a guy like that. Don't pick him in the second round. It's ridiculous. You wonder why none of our high draft picks ever work out, because they're not high draft picks. They're f***ing fourth round picks.
Yep.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Sick of it. I am sick of it.
That is an epic rant, my friend. That is, Murdoch is definitely mad this week. I appreciate the passion. I do. All the other fans do as well. Real quick, we'll chat some football, because this is kind of on everybody's mind. Peyton Manning is the second backup story after the Super Bowl, because it looks like the Colts are just going to dump him. He's been cleared to play.
I feel like teams are not going to – they're not going to pay $28 million for him. It would be stupid to, and teams know that. So
right.
They can say, oh, trade us for him. They're going to say, yeah, right, you're not paying that $28 million. We're calling your bluff. So they can't – there's nothing they can do. They're losing him for nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The way they structured that contract was awful, and that's what's really – it's a shame for them they couldn't have traded him.
Yep.
Gotten a couple first-round picks. But, yeah, he's going to go wherever he wants, looks like.
So give me, like, three teams you can see him landing on. I heard the Cardinals this
week. No, I don't think so. The Cardinals.
Yeah, I heard the Cardinals, and I've heard the Jets, but I don't know if he could mesh with Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
What else have you heard?
Here's the teams that make the most sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Because if he went on them, they'd go and immediately become favorites next year.
Right.
The Jets, first of all, and I'm like – absolutely, maybe he can't get along with Rex Ryan, so there definitely is a bit of caution here. But if you put him on the Jets, they are instantly one of the best teams, probably the favorites in the AFC. Baltimore is another one where they almost were close to getting to the Super Bowl without him. And Flacco's good, but he's not Peyton Manning. San Francisco, you know,
right?
They'd be, you know, the best team in football with Peyton Manning, possibly.
Yeah, that'd be right.
The Eagles, even, you know, and now they still wouldn't be the best team in football, but would put them, give him our offensive weapons, you know, we'd have one of the best offenses in football.
That's
definitely
true.
I'm sure we have a moron coaching the defense, so who knows there, but no, I don't think the Eagles are going to get him. That would be way too smart.
Now, the Eagles just hired the Dolphins' interim head coach as their secondary coach. And I've heard some rumblings like if Castillo goes in and starts stinking up the joint in the first half of the season, they'll just replace him entirely with this guy.
You know what? If that's what they're thinking, then why the hell don't they just fire Castillo?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Don't say, well, our guy kind of stinks and he stunk last year. And if he stinks this year, we got a backup plan. No. How about get us a coordinator that isn't going to stink? And you don't think before the season starts, there's a good chance he might stink. So you better put this other guy in.
Yep.
In case he stinks. Like, what? How about somebody that doesn't stink? Why?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, the plan for failure, the backup. Yeah.
And you know what? They should be planning for failure because Castillo does stink.
Yep.
And there's a reason they have to do it. And that's why he shouldn't be the coordinator.
Yep. What they're going to point to, they always do this because they think they're smarter than everybody else. They always point to this modicum of success because, like, at the end of the year, they were like, oh, they're getting it together at the end of the year. And, like, they led the league in sacks or something like that. Or maybe second in the league.
Teams,
yeah.
With no quarterbacks. And they were already out of the playoffs. So who the hell even cares?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? When it counted, they sucked. They were 4-8.
Yep.
End of story.
So,
I wish they had gone 4-12.
Yeah, I agree.
Picking, a better draft. What, fourth in the draft instead of 15th?
Yep.
No, they won just enough to make sure they didn't make the playoffs and hurt them, which is what I said would happen, by the way.
In a deep draft, too. In a really good draft.
Just enough to screw them out of drafting high every round.
Yep.
And they're going to win it.
It's brutal.
Just enough to keep the coach. That was the worst possible season. Horrible.
Yep, I agree. So
no way it could have been worse.
Back to original point, Peyton Manning, you think San Francisco?
If it's me, if I'm him, I'd go San Francisco, Baltimore, or the Jets. Mm. To me, those teams are the best teams that have not a great quarterback.
Right. That makes sense. All right, so let's switch sports real quick. It's halfway through the hockey season now. It looks like the Flyers are right where they were at the beginning of the season, except for no Pronger. For this team, can they get past Boston? Can they get out of the East? You think it's possible?
Not without Pronger. No, I don't.
You think that they might make a trade? I mean, it's kind of their...
Maybe. They're right up against... I don't know what they can do because of the salary cap. You know what? It sucked. Last year, they lost Pronger at the wrong time, and they never recovered from it. And he's irreplaceable on their team. None of the forwards are, except for Giroux. Certainly none of the goalies are. They're a dime a dozen. Except we have $50 million to the one. I didn't feel good about signing that goalie either. By the way, last year, he was the best available, but he wasn't really actually that good. Mm-hmm. They picked the wrong year to decide to splurge on the best goalie. They should have been done that 15 years ago, first of all. But I don't think the Flyers. I think Pronger. They needed him. Honestly, I don't think they can beat Boston. I think Boston's too good.
The Rangers too, man. We haven't been able to beat
the Rangers at all. And they're a good team too. And you know what? With Pronger, we're different. So
Lundqvist looks really good. Their goalie, man, has just really made us look bad. He had a highlight reel save the other night too on the shootout. Did you see that? Where the guy juked him. He went all the way to the left or to his right, and then the guy came all the way back, and he came all the way back and made a glove save. It was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I was a huge hockey fan in the 90s. I watched all 82 games every year. But the lockout, when I came back after the lockout, maybe I'm a bad fan. I don't watch the regular season as much anymore because I eventually realized that the hockey regular season is exactly the same every year.
It's too long.
It's too long. It's too meaningless with
too
over
many
half
meaningless
the games.
Yeah.
You know, 16 of 32 make the playoffs and the eighth seed wins the cup all the time. You know, the Flyers were the seventh seed a couple years ago when they ended up close to winning the cup. And it's just ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. And everyone overreacts to every up and every down. And it doesn't matter at all. Just 2 weeks starting before the playoffs, that's when it starts to matter. And then in the playoffs, it matters. Nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. You just want to make it through healthy.
Yep.
And the fourth seed might be much better than the first seed because it depends on what team you're good against and what team you're bad against. It's all about the matchups.
Matchups, yep.
If you get favorable matchups, you can win the cup. If you don't, you won't. But
the Flyers like last year, they do have deep scoring lines, which is nice.
Yeah, but they just
I don't know if they have the defense and the goaltending to make it.
Yeah, they never. They should have sat on that goaltending money and waited till a better one. Maybe one would have come at the trade deadline this year or just, I get what Snyder was doing, but you can't just pay $50 million because to the best available if he's not worth it, and you're stuck with him for 9 years.
Yep, yep.
And
he's hilarious, though.
Point, but you know what, Schneider? You know, you should have said that 5 years ago. Let's get a goalie finally. It's like, this is the reason we haven't had a goalie in 30 years, why we haven't won a cup. You know, you can't just say, well, we're going to give the longest term. You know, we're stuck with this guy for 9 years. He's not that good.
Brutal. Brutal. Yeah, you know, it may end up being, you know, the second-year goalie playing the majority of the
Exactly. Mix. That Bob's gonna end up playing because he's better, but whatever. Exactly.
Yep. All right, so let's switch to the
I didn't see the Flyers, but you know what? It doesn't really matter if they can stay somewhat healthy. I don't see them doing it without Pronger, but
yeah, it'll be tough.
You know, who knows? Tough. But the regular season doesn't matter.
So let's talk about the potential of the other winter sport team, the Sixers. Man, the Sixers are balling out right now. They deserve some recognition. We rarely talk about them on the podcast.
Yeah.
They have been playing fantastic. They're playing like a team. Doug Collins is coaching his off. Like,
they're playing the game the right way.
They really are.
They're fun to watch.
They are. It's like, it's almost like watching a college team. And especially when you compare watching them, and I've watched a couple of Knicks games. The Knicks have multiple all-stars, but watching them is painful.
No point guard. And they're like, just a bunch of individuals.
Exactly. Everybody's standing around watching the other one. Like,
isolation, let's run a play, let him do it, and then the other four stand around. The Sixers use all five men. The ball's not touching. I mean, they're just passing it, unselfish.
Yep.
And they have six or seven guys average in double figures.
Exactly. They play great team defense.
The best guy, you know, they're 16-6. They have a 727 winning percentage. And
they blow teams out. They lead the league in winning
point
by
differential.
Exactly
point differential. They're the only team they're 3.4 points better than the next team. The Bulls are plus 8.2 on average. They're plus 11.6.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's that much better than second place. They're 35% better than the second best team in basketball. Not one player on the team scores 16 points a game.
Yep.
They're all scoring between 10 and 15, and they kill you.
Yep,
and they work harder than you.
Yep,
and they go 9-10 deep.
Exactly,
and this team legitimately can win. And you know what? It sounds crazy. This team can win. They're gonna need to get to get a good seed for the playoffs so they can get games at home. Right now, they're 12-2 at home and 4-4 on the road. So you know there is that. They've a home loaded schedule so far the first 22 games, but they just beat the Chicago Bulls. They just beat the Orlando Magic, and they were blowing both teams out.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, the young legs is gonna help them
definitely
in this.
And the fact that they can
66 games in 120 days. You know, they are killing teams. You know, right now, not one team in the East has fewer losses. There's a few teams with six, which we have. That's it. You know, Miami, Chicago, Indiana all have six. Atlanta has seven. So there's a bunch of teams right there with them. But, you know, man, if they can keep this up, and I think they can, there's no reason why they can't win a title this year. I'm telling you right now, they can win with this team they have, with this defense, with the way they work, with the team they have, with the teamwork they play with, unselfish basketball. They can absolutely win.
So kind of another one of those Pistons years where they just play great as a team, play great defense, superstar.
Right.
But just play basketball the way it's meant to be played.
I'm sold because they're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
I haven't seen basketball like that. God knows how long.
Yeah,
and
this town, especially.
And anywhere, they just don't play that way anymore.
I tell you, who used to play that way, without the defense the Sixers have is the Suns.
Yeah.
With Nash years ago, the Suns used to spread the ball. Everybody got buckets, but they had Nash and they had Stoudemire. Sixers don't have anybody. They don't have any all-stars, but they used to, you know, they had Sean Marion. Mm-hmm. We don't have any of those guys. I mean, Iguodala's kind of a Marion-like.
Yeah, but he's not exciting. You know, he's defense, and he's, you know, a guy that they should pick for the Olympic team if they want to win it because you need guys like that to play great defense.
And he's tough to stop on a break. I mean, when the Sixers create turnovers, they're dangerous because they definitely can score on the break. Lou Williams. He's always looking to get the three-point play, too. It's funny. Whenever he's on the break, he always slows down and tries to generate contact.
And, yeah. it's like, just take the points, man.
Exactly, dude. Just score. you know, Evan Turner's playing a lot better. He's got a lot more confidence in the shot this year.
He's still kind of the weak link. I wouldn't mind seeing them moving
off
him.
Off the pitch, he's good. I think he's good off the bench.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot more, you know, like, he drives a lot to the hoop a lot more this year than he did last year. Like,
because
he handles the ball well.
They're like regular rotation. I think the other ones are generally better. I'd rather see them have the ball in their hands as far as, like, their scoring options.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I do like the way the team is made up, though, and I love the way they coach. I love the way how hard they're playing. You're right. It's a team that Philadelphia can love because they play.
And we should be supporting them because they're a Philly kind of team.
They are. They bring the lunch pills.
Bring it every day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing they need to kind of shore up is, you know, they've been leading so many games in the fourth quarter, they take their foot off the gas, and that's kind of just like a mental toughness thing. Where, you know, you're up by 20 in the fourth, hey, you know, you got to keep pressing. Because a lot of teams have come back and made it really close at the end. It happened, I want to say, like a week ago. Who was the last team we lost to? It escapes me right now. But they definitely, they like fell apart in the fourth against somebody. Oh, it was against the Nets.
Yeah, somebody's hurt that night.
But they were up.
Right. Well, they're up in every game pretty much. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're fun to watch.
They got the Heat on tonight. I'll be interested to see what happens there.
I'll definitely watch that game.
Yeah, they lost in overtime to New Jersey. They lost at Miami. Miami crushed them in Miami. Denver won in OT. Jersey won in OT.
That was the game that they really had a comeback against.
The
Andre
Knicks
Miller
beat them.
Deep threes.
The Knicks beat them when it was like the fifth game in six nights, or the sixth game in seven nights, something crazy
like that. You're right.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only losses all year. I mean, there's only been six. Oh, the Jazz and Portland early. You know,
yeah, that was early.
No, they lost two of the first three, and since then, you know, they're 15-4. Well, you know, the last 19 games. It's pretty stinking good.
That is quite impressive. I wonder if they'll have an All Star this year. That'll be interesting to see if somebody gives them the recognition.
Yeah. Doesn't even matter though, because they can beat any of these teams. I don't know how. Let's see how they match up against Miami first, but I think they can. I don't know, man. You feel like the other team wouldn't really take us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They'd kind of take us easy. You know, well, these guys don't have any all stars.
Sixers,
you know,
are
mean?
First
might
in the league.
Past us,
allowed.
All of a sudden you're down two games to nothing or something like that. Yeah, they play great defense. They allow 86 points a game or something insane 85. Like
85.9,
that.
Yep.
So.
That's pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
Sixth in the league in rebounds, fourth in the league in assists.
Yep.
That's pretty.
No, they're legit. They are legit.
When Spencer Hawes comes back, they'll be better, too.
They don't even have
hurt.
They're starting their best big man, practically.
Yeah.
You know, the experts may not want to give them credit, but they're a legit, for real team. And you better play your best game all night long, or they'll beat you. End of story.
Yeah, it was really impressive to me.
Their best game.
Yeah, how they shut down Dwight Howard. Because it used to be, if you had a really good offensive player, that guy was just going to go.
Killed us. Howard killed us in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And we held him to like 17-7 or something like that, I want to say.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and they doubled him when they needed to. Elton Brand played really good defense.
If you heard the quotes coming out of Chicago last night, it was the word impressed was used a lot. Like, pretty much, we smoked them, and they kind of said, wow.
Uh-huh.
You know, they didn't know that we could do that. And there's a lot of teams that aren't going to know. And because we're not going to get the press. Charles Barkley's not going to, you know, say we're, you know, and people like that and people on SportsCenter and ESPN.
Yep.
And that's fine, and I understand that. And if they weren't. I wouldn't think so either if they weren't in my town, but they are, and this team's for real.
Yep.
You can win like this. You can win like this.
Yep.
I don't care what anybody says. You have a team that plays together. Everybody works harder than that other team, and they're deep, and they're young. Sky's the limit for these guys.
Yeah, man. I agree. But, yeah, it's nice to be able to talk about them in a good light.
Yeah, it's
going to
be – honestly, I'm more excited to see them in the playoffs than the Flyers.
Yep.
Last time you say that was 2001,
yep,
probably.
Iverson days.
The
early Iverson days.
Yep.
All right, man, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the legal procedure. Do the tweet of the week, and we'll do Crossfire and do any shout-outs we got. Do it. This is the Upon Official Review podcast.
Last word in Philly sports.
That is us. Don't leave your seat.
This kid is a gamer. He's a baller. He's a playmaker and a shot caller.
In case you didn't know,
I got T-Bone. He shattered the mold. And all he does is win. All he does is win games.
Listen.
I got T-Bone. He shattered the mold. And all he does is win. All he does is unleash.
Tell T-Bone.
Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play. Let him
play. On Sunday.
Unleash.
Tell T-Bone.
Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play.
I'm going to church Sunday.
Run, pass, option. I think that's my game.
I guarantee you that.
I'm no Don Elway.
He's rewriting the book.
Week in and week out.
He's a unique
football fan.
That's what Tim Tebow's all about.
He's a gamer. He's a baller. Playmaker. Shot caller. He's a gamer. He's a baller. Playmaker. Shot caller. Unleash
Tim Tebow.
Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play. Let him play.
On Sunday.
And all he does is win. All he does is win.
One more day. One more win.
All he does is win game.
Welcome back, gang. It is the Upon Official Review Podcast. You know how we do, back in action, doing our thing on a Super Bowl weekend. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Definitely tweet about it, tell your friends, you know how it goes. Let's get into the legal procedure, and then we'll get into the tweet of the week. So let's check it out.
Well, they called us for illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure can be broken down.
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
I've been so wrong.
All right, gang. This week, the illegal procedure, and I hate to have to say this, but it's time for Wing Bowl to die. So the legal procedure goes to the entire event of Wing Bowl. It needs to go away. This is the 20th Wing Bowl. They had Kobayashi this year. It's this... For those of you who don't know, I guess those people that are outside of Philadelphia listening, Wing Bowl is a ceremony of gluttony, and it's essentially like a giant Roman orgy spectacle, and it's gotten to the point where it's just overblown, and it's overhyped, and it's 17,000 people packed into Wells Fargo Center watching people eat wings and throw up, and women that are clearly not people you would bring home to mom in tiny outfits, and people announcing it like it's an actual sport.
Yes, the girls are gross, man. Yeah. They're nasty skank whores.
The whole event is a travesty now. It was funny at first, like, you know, for the first 10 years, but come on, 20 years of this, like, enough. Can we please find another event?
I know, it's
or
like
some other sport that we can kind of...
Around, like, the, you know, the country, we don't have, like, a very good reputation. It's because of shit like this. So
it really
like,
is. Enough. It really is. I mean, we get a bad enough rep without doing this kind of knock-off, just crappy version of Mardi Gras in a stadium filled with, you know, 20,000 drunk idiots watching people puke up barbecue sauce.
Yeah, at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, come on.
So that's the thing.
We can do better. Is what I'm saying.
Real.
We could definitely put together an event that represents the city better than this. Enough already. 20 years. All right, WIP. We get it. You know.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I really hope that
the wingettes are always nasty. They're just gross. Crack whore strippers. That's all they are. That I would not pay. I would pay to get the hell away from me. I mean, ew. Not for free. Not if they paid me would I touch any of those girls. And they act on the radio, oh, this girl's so hot. And then you see a picture of her and you're like, oh my God, this chick is nasty. Looks like she's got like, some kind of horrible disease. You would not touch her for $1 million. Ugh, disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting.
It is. It is brutal. So... enough with Wing Bowl. Let's kill it, and let's move on to something bigger and better, Philadelphia. Just take my word, please. All right, so enough of that. Let's go into the tweet of the week, which is a series of tweets this week. But let's check that out.
La, 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 don't wait till I get my Twitter right. La, 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 then you can't tweet me nothing right. Excuse me, did you tweet something? You can't tweet me nothing.
All right, gang. Tweet of the week this week goes to my boy over at Philly Fans Voice. It goes by Jeff. They also have a podcast. Check out, I think it's called The Voice of the Fan. Check out The Voice of the Fan podcast. This week he tweeted at us, official review. We would like to buy hashtag challenge bacon off you. We are prepared to offer $2.38 plus a pack of grape Kool-Aid. Now, for those of you who've been listening to the podcast, challenge bacon is a term that we came up with. We were talking about how Andy Reid should, instead of having a challenge flags, he should have bacon in his pocket. And then he would just eat the bacon, and then he would be able to throw a challenge flag.
Then we also, we thought challenge muffin, too, at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With the challenge bacon. And I was like, no deal. $2.38 and a pack of grape Kool-Aid isn't enough. So he comes back and says, we'll throw in JaVale McGee's mom, who's the plays for JaVale McGee plays for the Wizards. And they always show his mom. We'll throw in JaVale McGee's mom.
Is she hot?
I don't remember.
Or just some random chick.
Yeah, I think it's just a random mom. She looks like Iris's mom, who's always yelling
loud.
She's a mom
exactly, type of person. All right.
Exactly. All right. We'll throw in JaVale McGee's mom and a six-pack of soft tacos. And so I was like, no deal. I said, we want a goalie and a center who defends the paint. Or a 12-pack of tacos. And he said, we'll give you half a pizza and tell Howie Roseman that JaVale McGee's mom has a high motor. Oh, that's what I said. Joe Banner and Howie Roseman are evaluating this offer. You may need to throw in a pizza. He said, also, John Wall will teach you how to get the AI triple-double. Points, turnovers, and times saying practice. So good stuff to Philly Fans Voice. And also, half of the Voice of the Fan is at Guilty Watts. It's Guilty WATTS. So follow both of them. Good stuff out of them. I really enjoyed that back and forth. Good stuff. So, sir, it is time for Crossfire, where we take a six pack of questions and go back and forth. So you ready to do this?
It's the ultimate challenge, Crossfire.
Crossfire, you get caught up in the crossfire. Crossfire, crossfire, crossfire.
You'll get caught up in it.
All right, sir. Crossfire time. First question for you. Again, 30-second answers. Where do you think Eli Manning ranks amongst the top NFL QBs? Where would you put him?
Well, first, to me, I know Manning was out this year, but I still put Peyton, Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees. Those are the top four. I don't think if he wins, he's number five. He passes Roethlisberger because they both have two, but he's better. Right now, Roethlisberger's number five, and he's number six. So
okay.
If he wins, he gets up to number five. And if Peyton doesn't play next year, that puts him at number four. I don't see how he can be better than Rodgers, Brees, or Brady, though, right? I mean, he's not up that high. So, and if Peyton's playing, Peyton's better than him also. But it's closer than you think. He's definitely better than anybody else. I think he might be better than anyone else now. You know what? I put him ahead of Roethlisberger now. I put him solid number five for sure.
Nice. Okay. All right, what you got for me?
Do you have any hope at all that Juan Castillo can put it together as a defensive coordinator?
No.
For the next year?
No, yeah. No. And not maybe, but not on this team. Put it that way. If he wants to learn on the job, go somewhere else.
Seriously.
That's all I have to say about that. Quick answer. Get him out of here. No. Stop it.
Yep. All right.
All right, sir. Number three here. Which is worse in your mind? A Giants-Patriots Super Bowl? Or a Dallas-Pittsburgh Super Bowl?
Definitely Dallas-Pittsburgh would be worse.
You hate both of those so much.
Yeah, I mean,
well, we hate
Dallas
too.
Dallas, Patriots, Pittsburgh would be three of my... I mean, the Giants I don't hate nearly as bad as any of those other three.
Right, okay.
So Dallas and Pittsburgh... Yeah, the Giants, like I said, I can live with rooting for them. I don't like it, but it's better than rooting for Dallas, Pittsburgh, or the Patriots. So, both of those are bad, though.
Yeah.
All right. Besides firing Andy Reid, what's the number one thing the Eagles need to do in the offseason?
Unfortunately, since I can't fire Andy Reid, killing him is also probably not an option. I would say linebacker help is probably the number.
Yeah, one. Middle of the defense. They won't, of course, but no,
they won't. But that's the number one thing is to shore up the middle. And there's a number of good free agent linebackers. You know, a couple of like two like studs, and then the rest of them are like good starting linebackers. And you know, we could get Chris Gokong back if we want it. But yeah, that's what I say. You got to show up the middle. You know, lots of other things obviously too, but that's the number one thing. All right, so number five. Other than the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, for better or for worse, what's your most memorable Super Bowl moment that you've watched?
I'd have to say, I guess that helmet catch to beat the 18-0 Patriots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was crazy. You just didn't ever see that one coming.
More than the Elway helicopter? More than...
Yeah, and then there's also...
tiptoe catch in the end zone by...
The guy from San Antonio Tennessee Holmes. Getting caught at the one-yard line against St. Louis.
Yeah.
So there's a few, but right now, I guess, because of the rematch, that's sticking in my mind. So.
Yep. Okay. That's a good one.
Who would you pick to play the halftime show?
Well, let's see here. They've done so many, like, reach red bands. And this year it's Madonna, who, like, I don't really think anybody cares about her at this point. It's tough. Because I guess they have to be somewhat family friendly, you know. So I can't choose, like, somebody that would just have to be, you know, there's no Eminem. That wouldn't work. I would like to see, like, Jay-Z, I guess. You know, he's still relevant. And, you know, his stuff can be radio friendly. So I would probably say Jay-Z before anybody else. Like, insofar as, like, hip-hop. Hip-hop's, you know, huge. You know, there's a lot of good rock bands, but not enough that have the kind of social relevance right now. And all the other rock bands are just, you know, Radiohead's too
old. Yeah,
exactly. A lot of other people are just, you know, too indie or too indie sounding. They don't know what, you know, everybody else wouldn't get them.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I'm just one that doesn't give a crap about the halftime.
Yeah,
it's a football game. You know, it's like I'd go to a concert if I wanted to see, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, for the most part. But, you know, I'm just tired.
But they got to put something on it. So it's, you know, fair game to talk about. So.
Yep. All right, sir. I have a couple shout-outs. Do you have any?
Shout-out to everybody in the hood. Shout-out to everybody smoking that glue. Shout-out to everybody in the club. Everybody getting live from the geeks to the thugs.
All right, go ahead and...
this is one of your favorite follows, but I had to mention her myself just in case you forgot, because it was her birthday this past week. That's XO, Christina XO.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Definitely one of our
followers. I
know
she's got to be excited that spring training is just around the corner.
Yeah, man. I think Hunter Pence is already down in Clearwater. I thought I saw a tweet. I think he's already down there. So yeah,
better be.
Exactly. After the way our season ended, better get some extra practice in. So yeah, shout outs to her. Definitely follow her if you are into Philadelphia sports. You know, huge Phillies fan. You know, Flyers, Sixers, all that stuff too. Also follow @BShedwick. It's our boy Brad. He's good peoples. He's been following us for a long time. My boy Kyle goes, his Twitter handle is @yo_cuz. It's KUZ. Definitely follow him. @MadSports8. Kyle, another Kyle. He's good times. Definitely follow him. Tracy @PHLSportsGirl. PH Sports Goddess. You got to follow her as well. She also started a podcast recently. And also, another one of our new follows, Vince, his Twitter handle was @HeckPhilly. He is definitely a lot of fun. Kiana, that's what her name is at PH Sports Goddess. Definitely follow her. And definitely check out our podcast. That's it for me insofar as my shout outs. Sir, did you come up with any?
Yeah, our boy Paul Miles, his Twitter handle is @_ Mr. Miles, MisterMiles. So it's a little, you got to do @ and then an underscore and then his name, Mr. Miles, spelled out. But he's a good guy. He's into MMA, but he's into, you know, Philly sports, and he's our boy, so
he's
follow him.
Follow, yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else, sir?
No, that'll do it.
All right, man. Well, it's been another fun podcast. Looking forward to talking the aftermath of the Super Bowl and all that good stuff. And eventually we'll do some more NBA talk in general, you know, not just Sixers, but it's shaping up to be a fun season. And I love a shortened season, honestly.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The NBA, the NHL, both should shorten their seasons. It would make both of them much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've talked about this other times, too. It's like they need to have seasons not overlap.
Yeah, exactly. They both are on at the same exact time. You know, if the playoffs, you know. Yeah, it's just the playoffs were different times. They didn't go up against each other. It'd be better because you'd get to enjoy playoff, you know. Because let's face it, right now, February, if playoff hockey was on, mm-hmm. we'd all be watching it. And the yep. NHL would get more viewers because yep. people that don't watch hockey would watch like a random. I'm not saying just any random, but like Detroit, Chicago. Right. You know, people would watch that. Two good teams in big markets. You know what I mean? Or the Rangers playing the Bruins. People yeah. would watch that. You know what I mean? Like, I'd turn that on. You know, it wouldn't just be just Flyers. You know, right, I'd be right. watching these mm-hmm. other games.
Yep.
They're missing out because the people are watching. A lot of basketball fans might watch a hockey playoff game over a regular season basketball game, but they're not going to watch a hockey playoff game over a basketball playoff game. Right. You know, and especially, you know, you're going to watch your own teams. But, again, are you going to watch the Rangers against Boston? Or would you rather watch the Celtics play the Knicks? You know,
yeah, really.
No, I'm talking about in the playoffs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to watch playoff basketball, most casual fans, if
yeah,
it's not
true.
Their own market,
yep.
before some two random teams in playoff hockey. That's why hockey should be starting their playoffs right now.
Absolutely. You got it, man.
And they'd be much smarter and run it into right before March Madness starts.
Yep. Well, sir, it's been fun. Yep. You enjoy the weekend, and I will talk to you soon, man. Be easy.
Later.
Thanks again, guys, for listening. Peace.
You know, Peepo rhymes with Tebow. I wrote a song about it. They can't get enough of you. A non-stop honeymoon, way past the infatuation phase. And now it's the Super Bowl, and while you are sitting home, Skip and Steven debate you every day. Critics say you can't play, that you made your mistakes, and that you still have room left to grow. Skip was right on your wins, but Steven wants it to end. Tebow's tats, they do stink, yet somehow you still lead the show. Extraordinary Tebow. Your power we can't know. Extraordinary Tebow. Maybe we should take it slow, just not on every show. Skip, won't you let it go? Just not on every show. Skip, won't you let it go? We all know.